KTSW San Marcos, thanks for tuning in tonight. My name's Gabby Silva, and I'm here with my co-host, Sam Ramsey.
What up?
And hopefully you just caught the very first edition of The Local Show, which Sam does before this show. So be sure to tune in next week for that.
Local Texas music, and then...
And now we're doing Wanderlust, which is going to cover a new spot on the globe each week.
The local music from that place.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the idea.
Huh. Yeah. So near and far, music from everywhere. And tonight, we want you to travel with us to a little town called Detroit, Michigan. So they've got a great music scene coming out of there. It's a lot of really good indie rock, and then there's also a lot of really fabulous hip-hop underground stuff going on.
I know of one artist from Detroit, and...
Yeah.
Eminem.
Right? I know. He's one of the bigger names. He's actually... I actually put him on here.
You put him on here?
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. I know. I guess a lot of people have been getting mad at me for saying that I am not the biggest fan of Eminem.
I'm not mad.
Right?
It's fine. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
So I'll tell them that, and then they play their favorite Eminem song for me, and... I mean, he's growing on me, so I put him on here. I'm giving him a chance. Just saying. But, okay, the first artist that we are going to go with tonight, I think a lot of people forget that they're actually from Detroit. It is the White Stripes, and just a little bit of current events on that.
Jack White.
Yeah, he recently just paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to stop a foreclosure on a Detroit landmark called... the Detroit Masonic Temple, where his mother used to work as an usher, and he used to play there. And so they're renaming the Cathedral Theater in honor of him, so it's now called the Jack White Theater.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but let's get to the music. This is Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground here on Wanderlust. Keep it here on KTSW.
There's nothing like the other side. KTSW San Marcos.
KTSW 89.9, you're tuned into Wanderlust, and you just heard a song by Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. called If You Didn't See Me, Then You Weren't on the Dance Floor.
Remember, we had tickets for that a little while ago.
Yeah.
We didn't, but, like, KTSW did. And
yeah, the promotions team gave away tickets.
That's pretty cool.
That show, which was in Austin, like, a couple weeks ago, a month ago.
Most shows are in Austin that we give away.
Yeah.
Big artists don't come to San Antonio that much anymore. Like, I meant indie artists. At least not that I've seen. If I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, you know.
Well, there's a lot of big shows that go on in San Antonio as well, but, I mean, Austin's just, like,
it's from your
got
music
more
scene.
Going on. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So that would be why that is happening. But a little background on that band. Their name originated from a joke while the two band members were at a NASCAR game, and they just wanted people to question their name and look into their music. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a race car driver, or a NASCAR driver, yeah. Number 88, but apparently Dale Earnhardt himself was contacted by the band members, and so he knows they aren't making fun of him, and he likes their sound, too.
I like their sound.
Yeah, for sure. Before Dale Earnhardt Jr., we had the Detroit Cobras with Midnight Blues.
And they're a garage rock cover band?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is their style.
That's pretty awesome.
Cool. So we're going to keep it going here on Wanderlust with an indie pop band. Keep it here.
You must go to the other side. KTSW San Marcos.
Jay Dilla here on Wanderlust tonight. One of them were... well-known hip-hop acts out of Detroit, and that was the song Won't Do, which is off of his album The Shining. And
nice. You have that on vinyl.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's pretty good. Rest in peace, Jay Dilla, though. He died in 2006 of a blood disease. He was in his 30s, I think.
It's a shame.
Yeah, and that song off of, or that album, rather, was 75% complete when he died, and so it was released posthumously. Yeah, I've heard them play Jay Dilla on The Cypher, another specialty show we have here on KTSW.
And which you can listen to on Mondays from 8 to 10?
8 to 10, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard from them, actually, that there is a donut shop in Detroit that was opened up by his uncle in honor of Jay Dilla. He has another album called Donuts, and I guess his uncle used to bring Jay Dilla donuts when he was younger. And
what's the donut shop called?
I don't know.
Do you know that?
But I do know that they have, like, names of the donuts are dedicated and inspired by...
We should look it up. We should look it up and tell them after the next break.
Well, it says the names of the donuts were McNasty Macaroons, things like that. Yeah, so that's
cool information still. I like that it's related to him.
Yeah.
It'd be like a thing you'd have to go to. Is it in Detroit?
I would love to go there. Yeah, it's in Detroit. Love donuts. Okay, and then before that we had Black Milk, who is a hip-hop producer and rapper from Detroit as well.
Song was Cold Day?
Yeah, the song was Cold Day. And then before that, we had Danny Brown. Another thing about Danny Brown, I was just going to say, he did a performance at the Gathering of the Juggalos, which the Juggalos they were originated in Detroit, and so...
A Juggalo is someone
who likes Insane Clown Posse.
Which is another rap group. Are they also from Detroit?
Definitely a subgenre of rap. I mean,
they're very much...
They originated from Detroit.
Yeah, they're from Detroit as well.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Just a lot of really cool music coming out of the city all in one place.
Hip-hop and rap is a genre I definitely enjoy, and Detroit's got a good... Detroit's got a lot of it.
Yeah, the underground vibe is amazing. So up next, we are going to play Slum Village, which is made up of three members. One of them was Jay Dilla, and actually his younger brother is now currently with them. Illa J is Jay Dilla's younger brother. But it's called Fall in Love, so we're going to keep it going here on Wunderlist. You're listening to KTSW.
KTSW, San Marcos.
KTSW, San Marcos.